This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you, John. It is Bruce Day. I may need a 7 o'clock arrival tomorrow, Curtis. I haven't used one yet, I don't think, since Ken Laird gifted me with a 7 o'clock arrival time.
You know, I got to tell you, when you can listen to an 80-year-old sing, you got to stay as long as you can.
If he plays 3 hours tonight, I may need a 7 o'clock arrival time. And yes, as pointed out in the Twitch chat, that was the intro song for this show for a good, what, year and a half maybe? I don't know. Is it time to switch up? Somebody told me yesterday at the event at Loco that it's time to switch up the intro currently. Show intro song. How long have we had that one, Sean? A good
longer than I've been here. So
longer than you've been here, right?
Yeah, a little bit over in a year, I would assume.
I have one in mind, maybe. Maybe we'll switch it up.
Ooh.
This show will turn 4 years old in July, so maybe we'll switch it up in July.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, the last 4 weeks.
It's like a president run. Every 4 years we'll switch it up.
All right. Coming up at 7:30, Courtney, with today's news, and we will get to the dumbest of the day during the news. And I can't really find fault with why a Colorado couple booby-trapped their home. So we'll get to that during the news coming up.
Do you have any things you do as you get ready for a Bruce concert? Do you have any rituals? You know, do you have a special shirt? Do you go?
Oh. I used to have like an old Bruce concert tee. I don't think it fits anymore.
Oh, too big.
I will say this, and I'm often ridiculed for it, but I'm fine with that. The man puts on, I've never seen anybody put on a better show than him. I've seen a billion concerts, and I've never seen somebody who puts on a better show, a better 3 hour show.
3 hours is pretty good,
Bruce,
man.
Bruce Springsteen.
That is pretty good.
At his age. So. But there's really no pre-show routine. Maybe a little, maybe something to eat first, Curtis. Maybe a salad or something like that. You know, maybe.
That is pretty impressive, though. 3 hours with like no real opening act, so he's just going 3 hours straight.
Yeah. I would like to ask all the 60-year-old guys that are 400 pounds tonight what their glory days were.
Taylor Swift's new concert, 3 hours on the dot as well.
Really?
Yeah, yep. JJ Watt had some good things to say about it.
She just opened up in Arizona this past weekend. Can't wait.
Here is Kelvin from Boston. Hello, Kelvin.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
We need to stop with the racist. Jason Tatum, he's not white. He's African-American. Smart. Harford is Spanish. The thing is, we already know what's going to happen. He's tired of being number two. One day we're going to say, hey, I'm the same player as Tatum. He's tired of being number two. That's the whole issue here. Let's stop with the racist.
So you're saying that Jason Tatum has not expressed that he's experienced the same kind of thing that Jaylen Brown has said to the New York Times. You think it's Jaylen?
Yeah, he's tired of being Roman. He knew he's the same player as Tatum. He wants to get out of here. So he's
trying to shoot his way out of town.
Feels like that. You know, it's more of Brown not getting his respect that Tatum might get. And I don't really buy that. I think that Jaylen Brown is, and it's not even like, you know, like I hate when people go, well, he's so educated. Like, no, I think Jaylen Brown just understands what his situation is and the stuff that he deals with. And I bet that Tatum probably deals with certain issues, but Jaylen's just a little bit more, forthcoming when he talks about those things.
Well, he says in the article, he's asked about playing in Boston and the fact that other athletes have spoken about the negative way fans have treated black athletes. And has he experienced any of that? And he says, I have. But I pretty much block it all out. It's not the whole Celtic fan base, but it's a part of the fan base that exists within the Celtic nation that is problematic. If you have a bad game, they tie it to your personal character. I definitely think there's a group or an amount within the Celtic nation that is extremely toxic and does not want to see athletes use their platform. Or they just want you to play basketball and entertain and go home.
That's the whole shut up and dribble.
And that's a problem mm-hmm. to me. Right. That's what Jason Tatum
and
said.
I get it, like, because Courtney and I were talking about this off air. What other superstar athletes do you hear that say the same things about their home fans like Jaylen Brown saying? I don't hear that.
And
I don't,
we never hear about away teams talking about other cities like that either, but we still get that with Boston.
But I never hear, like, whether it's, you know, a guy playing in Chicago, you know, whether it's Devin Booker playing or Chris Paul playing in Phoenix. Or,
to be candid, they're not asked that question.
Right.
Jaylen Brown did not come out of his seat and say, hey, I want to talk about this. Sopan Deb asked him about being black in Boston. As I said earlier, they're not asked about it, so they don't answer. Because of the history of Boston, it is a question that is posed and the athletes respond. So we don't know about other cities, because I bet if you went and looked through Sopan Deb's interviews with Dame Lillard or anybody else, they're not asked about being black in Portland.
And well, I think maybe just being black in general, right?
But that's why we don't have other players talk about it. They're not asked.
But I wonder if, and I don't know this person, I haven't seen other articles that they do, but I would think as just if I was asking people if this was part of it, just being a black athlete in America, whether it's Portland, whether it's Boston, whether it's Denver. And I understand that our history is part of it, which, you know, that's what happens when you have a history
like
that.
Well, that's the whole part. That's why he was asked.
Right, but I get why they do that.
I'm trying to think of recently a black athlete that played in this city who had a similar experience. And, you know, you haven't heard that from David Ortiz. I mean, he was only here for a year, but you didn't hear it from Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you think of another athlete who's played here for a team recently who has experienced these kinds of...
Well, Marcus Smart said he experienced stuff, right? So
did he?
Yeah, he said that.
I also think we need to look at players that are like Jaylen in the fact that they're on the front line. And right. I guess you could look at Devin McCourty. I think Devin McCourty is a big voice in Boston.
Yeah, he is.
And I don't know if we've ever heard him speak out about that.
And I don't know specifics. None of us do. But I find it very hard to believe that a guy selling a $7 million condo in Weston is aware of the activism of Jaylen Brown. Like,
Curtis, a guy who owns a $7 million condo, you would be like, oh, who's trying to buy it, right? And just because, I mean, we've seen it all the time. So, like, that part of it, when Jaylen
Brown... you just want $7 million?
No. You do, you would think. But when Jaylen Brown says that, like, I've known people who've had situations like that. And I understand, like, yeah, people are like, well, I don't want to sell it to that person.
Yeah, I'm cheap. I'm just like, whoever, pay me. I don't, it doesn't matter to me.
No, you're different, right? You know what I'm saying? You're very, like, you know... You're kind of like what we like to call you're a nice little comfortable bubble boy, and you would be like, hey, I'm going to just take the money.
What do you mean bubble? What are you saying? Bubble
boy? Maybe there are some, like, really? People act like that out there?
So I am not experienced enough to judge, is what you're saying.
It's like, you know, sometimes you have to tell my mother, Mom, like, really? Like, really? People act like
I'm
that?
I'm naive. Are you saying I'm
I wouldn't
naive?
Say naive. Maybe you're just a little bit, you know. Just sheltered a little bit.
I'm sheltered. Okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. You just, you know, that. But there are people. Let me ask you this. Do you think Jaylen Brown goes into business meetings? Because you do a lot of business meetings.
I'd love to have a business with Jaylen Brown.
No, I know you. But he might run into some issues because of how he looks.
I guess to me, I look at it like if you're an entrepreneur mm-hmm. and you have the chance to do a business with Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum or anybody, that you would jump at the opportunity.
Right.
You would think.
Yes.
But clearly there's been cases where we've seen that's not the case. That's what I'm saying. So based on Jaylen's experiences and maybe doing a lot of business meetings with people that look like Jalen will tell you, no, it's not as, you know, hey, we wish we would meet a guy like Greg Hill that we wanted to do this business opportunity with. I mean, I feel it the same way in like sports radio, mm-hmm. right? Like, Greg has given me a great opportunity. He allows me to speak the way I would that I speak. The problem
is all the time.
Well, yeah.
Every second.
It is true. But I know there are a lot of people, especially in Boston, in the media market, that go, oh, the only reason why you do what you're able to do what you do is because you're a former athlete. But they might not view the white athletes the same way. Oh, he's very good at what he does.
Mm. Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, he's very good at what he does. You know, he's been doing it always. But as the black person who does it, it's like, well, you know.
You wouldn't have gotten it unless.
Right.
Mm.
Well, what kind of a business does he want to do? I would start a business with him.
Do it.
Like a sub shop or something like that?
Love it.
I don't know if he's really. Maybe.
Yeah. You can't eat your own supply, though, Greg.
Maybe like a dating app.
Oh, yeah.
A dating app.
You should take Juice, the brand, and put a juice bar inside the shop. That would crush in Boston.
Inside what shop?
Inside his juice shop.
Yeah.
Oh.
He has a clothing brand,
okay.
Juice.
Yeah.
Put a juice shop inside. Greg will handle the juice side of it, and he'll handle the clothing.
What if we use the Celtic brand and we create green bikes? They're green for the environment, and we can compete cost-cut compared to blue bikes.
Right, and they're actually green?
Right.
Yeah, I like that. I like it, Curtis.
Shamrock Cycles sells itself.
See, I was thinking more because Greg's in the world of, like, you know, your older
food.
Older food, but older gentlemen dating.
Oh.
And, you know, you guys come up with a great app that would work easy for you. Like you said, you struggle.
Instead of J-Date, you do G-Date, Grandpa Date.
You know, struggling with, like, technology, and Jalen is able to help with the technology of finding an app that works for the older gentleman in the dating
world. We only accept submissions on the fax machine. Is that how it works? Okay. All right.
That's it.
Thank you, Wiggy.
All right,
Curtis, we'll get to what are we doing next.
Whenever.
Okay.
It's your show. I'm just happy to be here.
We'll get to that coming up. Then we'll get to They Said It at 8 on today's show. And They Said It is a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. We'll discuss why Mookie Betts, of all people, is standing up for the World Baseball Classic. While some are not happy with the result when it comes to those who are getting injured, we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up at 8.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Bruins shut out the Sabres 7-0 yesterday. Jake DeBrusk had 4 points on the day, while Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 26 saves. That's back-to-back shutouts for the Swayman. Here's what Jim Montgomery had to say about the goalie.
I think he's been really good. I don't know what the date was, but he's been phenomenal for a long stretch. And I think he's just more in a rhythm as well because of how many games we've been playing here in March.
I got it. We'll get Wiggy involved.
All right.
We'll get Jalen, and we gotta get Jason also.
Okay.
But we'll do a weed business, and we'll call it the 2 J's.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
Oh, wouldn't it be the 3 J's? If I'm involved,
the 3 J's.
Oh, God, we gotta go back to the drawing board.
Okay.
No, we just had to tweak the name.
Okay.
I like it.
All right, you like it? The 3 J's?
I like that a lot.
Yeah, you get your weed, and then you get your sub. Same spot. You can have a sub right afterwards because you get the munchies.
And we give you some basketball lessons on the way out the door.
All right. And the logo has to be my mugshot from Clinton, Massachusetts. All right. I think that sounds like a winner to me.
No worries.
Sorry.
The Bees off tonight. They welcome the Senators to town tomorrow. In football news, it seems like the Cowboys, who were high on OBJ, are out after a trade they made to the Texans to get Brandon Cooks. The Red Sox were in action yesterday. They beat the Phillies 9-5. Red Sox spring training continues today at 105. Sox and Pirates, you can listen to that on the Shaw's Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network, with Brad Foe and Will Fleming on the call in Boston on WEEI AM 850 and on the Odyssey app throughout most of New England.
Speaking of the Patriots, Scoops Curtis was at it again yesterday.
Ooh. Got some info from some sources yesterday about the Patriots jet being tracked to Phoenix, Arizona.
Over the weekend, correct?
Over the weekend, potentially discussing a potential move with DeAndre Hopkins.
Wow.
Mm.
They could pull that one off. Talk about all is forgiven.
So the jet, this would be Robert Kraft's jet, right, Curtis?
Correct, aircraft.
traveled there over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I mean, and it was tracked there. It was his jet. I don't know whether it was going there to whatever,
right,
pick up some agave. But
Taylor Swift concert.
Okay. T Swizzle is there.
Yeah.
But I believe that there is a potential that they were discussing DeAndre Hopkins because the rumor on Friday was they were in on Brandon Cooks. He obviously is now a Cowboy, so maybe this was the backup
plan. Okay. Mm. All right. I like it.
Countdown to opening day at Fenway, 10 days away. And quickly, another win for the New England Free Jacks, 33-18. Your final over New York. New England defending the Chowda Cup title. With so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 29 degrees in Boston. Sunny afternoon high of 51, and it's going to warm up approaching 60 tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.